Today, the circumambulation of Madhyadvipa and the Kirtanakha-dvipa. Our party has gone there. Kirtanakha. Kirtan, Sankirtan, the central service, recommended by Mahaprabhu, especially for Kali Yuga. Sankirtan, to listen and to reproduce what we listen to hear and to tell. The telling, the giving expression, giving vent to the reproduction, that is more powerful thing. Kirtan, we have to exert to our utmost for Kirtan purpose. Kirtan means to preach. To preach. And that has been recommended as the highest method of our attainment, especially for the beginners. Assert as much as can. Engage every nerve for preaching, for spreading the truth you imbibe from the higher source. That attitude in general you take up and try to practice. Thereby you will be benefited most. Exert yourself to spread the news of the Lord. That is true. And then He is omniscient, supply from above will be continued lavishly to you. As much as you can sell, so much you will be furnished with materials by the capitalists. So go on. Capitalist not of this mundane wealth, but capitalist of real property. And what will be the property? The devotion, serving, that fame is the only property in the world. What can dispossess us of everything? And it can fulfill the want of all, compensate, can take the place of everything, only this fame. No other things can give us such perfect health to us, only free, only love. Love is above everything, love is only the wealth in this world. Dharma, artha, kama, mokha, in the lowest sense, calm sense experience, that is wealth for which everyone is running after, the calm sense pleasure, and then artha, which can make the sense pleasure permanent and distributable to others. Artha, then dharma, that is our duty. Duty, distribution to the public, to the environment, without any remuneration. That is to give loan to the bank, something like to the nature, and I shall get it afterwards in my afterlife. I am depositing in the bank, I am giving it to the other. That is all sense pleasure, nothing else. Dharma to come. And the fourth is mukti, to know that this wealth is not wealth. This is only fascination. This is only progress in the wrong way. So we must try our utmost to get out of this witch. The play of the witch, we are playing in the hand of the witch, of Maya, fascinating us with these dual things, sense pleasure in different form. So we must get out. But get out for what? Get out not to suicide, not to commit suicide, to enter into samadhi. No. There is a life, living what for? Living what? That is adhu shaja. And there I may find myself in a more bright color. Not that it is not there, neither it is a very hazy thing, but more bright color. I shall find my own individuality there, in that plane. That is Vaikuntha in reference to the infant. We shall see. Vaikuntha means infant. No, there is no crookedness, no calculation, no limitation. No limitation to live in the eternity, as a factor in the eternity. That I must be conscious of the environment as it is eternal. It is unfinishable. It is uncalculable by me. But still, with optimistic view, I must live there. Whatever is coming to form unknown quarter, I can rely on that. But here that everything in my possession, within my fist, I can't rely. But that is, whole world is unknown, but still reliable. Thuridam sarva bhutanam gaptamam shanti mrityati. That they are not dealing blow to you. They are meant to suddenly wave of affection and love to you in this way, not frustrating, not treacherous waves, Vaikuntha. As a whole, the whole thing is conducive and healthy. We are living under the sky and in relativity with the infinite. Without any design, without any expectation, only whatever is coming and I am. Karmanye vaditar, ma phalishu kadasana, ma karma phalahit, ma te sangasta karmani. Live in the sky, under the sky, not under any shed to protect you. You will find the sky is your protection, the Vaikuntha, the infinite. Fully knows of your existence, and he knows fully how to deal with you, what is your welfare, all these things are well represented there. Suridam sattva bhutana gattamam shanti mityati. And then the higher stage is that of Goloka, the domain of love divine. And that is almost everything is wonderful there. Wonderful there, and something like limitation to be found there. The father, mother, the sister, the servant, the man, the consort, so many things like something like known and hazy, unknown, infinite in the form of finite. Infinite in the form of finite can be experience there. That has been recommended by Bhagavatam to be the thing of our highest aspiration. Krishna is Jata Kukhala, Sarvottam Naravila Naravaputahara Saru. And Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu and others, Advaita Prabhu, they came with this. Not only came this time, but he comes. They come now and then with these tidings to the world. We have got such high prospect in our life. And in this coming, anyhow, in human birth, if we do not strive for that prospect for our own self, we do commit suicide, something like amounting to suicide. So there, those things are dealt in various ways, and the dham parikrama, inviting so many of the same plane to try for that, to acquire that wealth, whatever small and of lower character it may be, but its object is connected with that highest plane as given by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, the Lord of Love. Distribution of love, Mahaprabhu Sri Gauranga. that Krishna consciousness. And Swami Maharaj took to your door, and so many of you have assembled here, the Golden Home. Some told me that Swami Maharaj expressed that Vrindavan is my home, and the Gaur Mandal is my place of pilgrimage, something like that.
Mm.
Pilgrimage.
Place of worship. The place of worship.
Place of worship. But Vrindavan is my home.
In Bombay, his office, he said.
In Bombay. Bombay, his office. The propaganda center. Propaganda center. Worship. Worship. So high. Inconceivable. That home comfort is being distributed from somewhere. I want to revere that position. That position. Worship. That home consciousness faint there, so high. Worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Through that worship, I can come home. The process of worship. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. That is peculiar. Swarup Damodar has given the idea that both Leela eternal. Generally we think that Krishna Leela is previous, Dwapar Yuga, and then next Gaur Leela to distribute that thing to the people after that. But in broader consciousness, both Leelas are eternal. Towards this Smartha, it is Krishna Leela in Vrindavan, not Nitya Leela. He kindly came to this level once in the human land and showed his grace, infinite grace, showed his favor to those that was living in the mundane world. And they are fortunate now. But our Goswamis, by the instruction of Mahaprabhu, by his inspiration, they tried to prove that this Krishna Leela is not a temporary, not a whimsical, but it is eternal. This Vrindavan Leela is eternal, not that a part of the Leela of Narayana as Krishna. But Krishna Leela is the supreme most, and it is eternal. Always it is going on. And as such, and the distribution of Krishna Leela to the public, this is also eternal. That they like to give it to others. This is not confined to a particular circle of friends. But this is approachable by others also. Here comes the incarnation, here comes the necessity of Gauranga Leela. Now, whether Gauranga Leela is temporary or this is also eternal, then they come to understand that no, this is also eternal. Right. To try to distribute.
I'm
going to see for some time. Kato bhajlo, then I resolve the meeting now. I have to wait korte bolo. That this is also, Gaurila is also eternal, out of necessity. It cannot be temporary. Gaurila. They are finding. This is also part. To enjoy within and to distribute to all. This is also eternal. And Swarup Damodar composed that slok. Whether this is first, that second, no question. Both eternal. Sometimes combined and sometimes divided. They are going with their pastimes in this way. So the Gaurila and the Krishna Lila, Vrindavan, Navadvip Lila, both eternal. One enjoying within themselves, another distributing of that very higher juice to outsiders.
Jai Mahārāja.